What I'd like to do now is just explain a couple of practices on patience to encourage you, if you're interested, to practice taking and giving, to think first seriously about how patient you are. Okay, patience is one of the six perfections. It is a practice that everybody requires. I think Buddha explained that this particular practice is useful for lay practitioners with families. They have many disturbances, many difficulties. So the practice of patience, if we do it fully and correctly, thoroughly, then it makes us very happy. And it makes our mind very strong, very courageous, able to bear difficulties. So the patience of voluntarily enduring suffering, what does this mean? Patience in general is a mind that remains happy, even in the presence of unpleasant experiences, and bad circumstances, terrible situations, things going wrong. Patience is a mind that remains happy and is accepting of those circumstances and doesn't want to change them. Patience has abandoned the wish to change them. So that when we hear that explanation of patience, sometimes we think, well, I don't want that kind of patience because I want to actually change my circumstances. This is okay, of course. We can change our circumstances to the degree that we can. If we have the power to, let's say, for example, we are suffering from an illness, we have a sickness, and it's quite painful. If there's a method to remove that pain, such as taking a tablet or an injection, of course we do that. Yeah, we do. We also practice patience. But the point about patience here is that once we've taken the tablet, the injection, and it's done its job, and we still find we are experiencing pain, we still have difficulties, that is the time our patience needs to fully accept that we've done everything we possibly can, and we must accept what is inevitable. Okay? When we do that, when we learn to accept difficult circumstances, then our problems disappear. We don't want to retaliate or get angry. We don't want to criticize. We're simply accepting because we've developed powerful wisdom understanding this. So in his book, How to Solve Our Human Problems, Venerable Geshe-la, this book basically is a lengthy commentary. Part of it is the beginning of teaching the Four Noble Truths, and the rest of it is a commentary to Shantideva's sixth chapter from the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, which is all about patience. But the book itself is a beautiful, clear presentation of how anyone can practice patience if they follow the instructions in here. So the first thing he says, well, one of the first things he says in the chapter on the patience of voluntarily enduring suffering is this, which I need to put my specs on to see. When we learn to accept difficult circumstances patiently, the real problem disappears. Okay? So when we learn to accept difficult circumstances patiently, the real problem disappears. So what is the real problem? For example, suppose our body is afflicted by a painful illness. If we have a way of accepting the pain, for instance, by seeing it as a means of exhausting our negative karma, then our mind will remain at peace, even though our body is in pain. Okay, so this is important to distinguish between a happy mind, a peaceful mind that is happy, can still exist or can still be associated with a body that is in pain. That's quite possible to do if we're patiently accepting. We have a technique. Buddhists have a very good method because we understand all of our unpleasant experiences are coming from our negative karma. So if we accept that, okay, it's painful, I don't like it, but nevertheless, my mind is peaceful and I'm fine. Then the real problem's gone. Yes, we still have an illness, we still have a pain, but we're not unhappy. Don't forget, our actual wish, our deepest wish is to be happy all the time, isn't it? So It's unrealistic for us to have that wish, thinking that external circumstances are always going to provide us with happiness. That's foolish. That's completely against the truth. The truth is external circumstances every day conspire to give us difficult experiences. Therefore, we must learn to transform these circumstances through this kind of correct thinking. This is my karma. I must accept this. I created the cause for this painful illness. If I don't accept it, no one else will. It's my responsibility. Okay, so this is not defeatist thinking. This is excellent thinking. And when we think like this, of course, we purify any future karma that is still waiting to give us further illness or pain. You know, we're kind of accepting and in this way purifying. So later on, he says this. I want to get to a much more important point. He says there are many benefits to be gained from patiently accepting suffering. Not only does it enable us to maintain a peaceful and positive mind in the face of distressing circumstances, but it also helps us to gain a clear and dispassionate view of the nature of our samsaric situation. Okay, so if you can imagine, you've patiently accepted your pain, then your mind is spacious, isn't it? It's clear. And you can think a bit deeper than just, this is my bad karma. You can think, actually, the real reason I've got this problem is because I'm still cycling in impure life. I took a rebirth in impure life. Thinking like this. So this clarity of mind, this clear mind, helps us to see our real situation, that we're in this cycle of samsara.